This is Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, we're back. 8 minutes now until the top of the hour. News, traffic, and weather followed by the second hour of Business Briefing. We're glad you could join us as we return to our conversation with Albert Menasche, a shareholder at Gewurz Menasche. And we're focused on family law this weekend. We'll have Albert back the next couple of months to talk more specifically about topics or issues that you would like us to share with him. And it was interesting. We had lunch a few weeks back. Albert, you talked about the concept of marriage being a contract. I know that a lot of folks don't think about it that way, but it really is a legally binding contract, isn't it?
It actually is. And I think people forget that marriage being a contract requires that when you want to change the terms of the contract, you have to have a discussion. And I think the spirit in which we were discussing it were couples that I see who have kids grown up. The wife is at home generally, and the husband's working, and she wants to go to work full time because the kids are gone. And she has an absolute right to do that. I mean, everybody should have the right to be everything they can be in their life. But the husband doesn't like it because he thinks the terms of the contract for the past 20 years have been she's going to be mommy and homemaker and he's going to be daddy and breadwinner, and she's unilaterally changing the contract. And then it becomes a problem between the two of them, and they end up in our office.
And that happens frequently nowadays where the kids leave the nest and, you know, mom wants to go do something. And obviously dad's not used to that and used to having her around. I thought what was really interesting was the thresholds. We've all heard of the 7-year itch, but I had not heard of the 14 or the 21 year itch. Tell us about that.
Well, the 7-year itch actually has some truth in family law. I think when people get married, the statistics are the first year is really tough. And if you can make it through the first year, you'll make it till 7. And at 7 years, most people are just starting in their careers, and men and women are feeling good about themselves. And sometimes they just want to try something different, so they move on. At 14 years, people then are late 30s, early 40s. They've established themselves. They're feeling really good about themselves. And sometimes in a relationship that's a little too much work for them at that time, they feel they can do better and move on. And then at 21, generally the kids are out of the house, and the parties are now thinking more about themselves and what the kids have generally been the glue that's held some of those families together. And with the kids gone, there's not much left to the relationship. So, I think that part of all that ties in with the fact that people used to not live as long as they do today. And when people don't live past 60, by the time you hit that 21-year period, you aren't going to be living that much longer, and people might end the marriage, but some would stay together. And I think now that people are living to 90-plus years, we're going to see people divorcing at much later ages.
You know, it's interesting. I talked to your son, Sean Menasche, who runs the firm now, Gewurz Menasche, and I asked him, you know, in terms of trending, how busy are you in divorce right now? Obviously, bankruptcy attorneys are extremely busy right now. We've been through the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. Are you seeing more people divorce now as a result of the tough times we've been through, and you know they've reassessed things, or are people so broke they can't get divorced right now?
Well, that's a great question. And you know, historically, we've been a somewhat inflation-proof business because in a good economy, people would come in and say, "I'm just minting money. It's easy to rebuild. I'll just, you know, move out of this relationship and I'll catch up in a couple of years." And if the economy was bad, they'd say my business was worth $1 million. Now it's worth $200,000. Let's split that up and I'll rebuild it for me. And so whether it's a good or bad economy, things have been pretty good. But I think the last couple of years with unemployment being as high as it is, people literally cannot afford to get divorced. And I think the pent-up energy from that, coupled with the normal flow of folks that would come in, has caused 2012 to really be an extraordinarily busy year for us.
You know, we've only got about a minute left. I want to talk more about prenuptial agreements in the weeks ahead, but it probably is important for people coming out of this to reassess and actually get some advice going into this, because there are issues such as how much debt you're going to bring into a marriage that really need to be addressed, don't they?
Well, I think the whole system we have is kind of backwards. It's so easy to get married in Oregon, and it's so difficult to get divorced. It really should be just the opposite. People should actually try to understand the pluses and minuses to being married, and then enter into it with both eyes open, both feet on the ground. If it doesn't work, the process for disengaging should be a lot easier, a lot more civil, and a lot more humane than it is at times.
Don't we all wish it was? Albert Manassia, shareholder at Gewurz Manassia, joining us here on Business Briefing. He'll be back in the next couple of weeks and next couple of months to share more insight on family law. Albert, thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening.
Thank you so much, Brian. Good to see you.
That's all for this hour of Business Briefing. When we come back, we'll have much more for you, including a real estate update from John DaCosta and Mark Hanna. And one of my favorite trainers, Michael Skog from the Skog System Kettlebell Gym, joins us at 5:35 to talk about working out this fall. That's up next.